This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time. I'm on an internet call now to Peter Ace, non-executive chairman of Community Investment Ventures Holdings, the largest shareholder in Dark Fiber Africa, which has just announced it is buying fiber-to-the-home pioneer Vumatel. Peter, it's been a long time since we last spoke. Welcome to the podcast. You were, of course, previously CEO of Vodacom. You resigned, I think, around 2013 to join Remgro. You're on the Remgro Management Board and you head the group's strategic investment team, if I'm correct. What has that entailed over the 5 years or so that you've been there?
Hi, Duncan. Yes, I've moved to Cape Town. In fact, I live in Stellenbosch now. My family's here, kids are at varsity, and I run in the mountains every afternoon. But I do work as well. I'm a full-time employee at Remgro, responsible for various of the investments that Remgro has, including Dark Fiber Africa, CECOM, Mediclinic. Remgro, all in all, has 25 different investments, and so I look after some of these.
Okay. Okay. With a focus on technology still?
No. So it's not just technology. I have technology also in my portfolio, but I mentioned Mediclinic. There's Grinot. I'm also a director on the Blue Bulls company board.
Oh, yes.
I'm still a Blue Bull. And so it's a bit of everything.
All right. Okay. So you've announced today that Community Investment Ventures Holdings, or CIVH, which I think is the controlling shareholder or certainly a major shareholder in Dark Fiber Africa, is buying Vumatel. Who is CIVH and who are its shareholders and who is CIVH's controlling shareholder?
So CIVH, the original CIVH started out of a company, CIE, in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then during the 90s, early 2000s, they converted themselves into a group, and that's where the CIVH came from. I think it was 1994. And most of what they did was originally building fiber for the mobile operators initially, and then over the years expanding. So there's shareholders at the moment in CIVH includes Remgro. There's a group called NewGX, a group called Community Investment Holdings, CIH. There's Klarnich, and also a group called Consolidated Capital Investments, CCI, as we call them. The shareholding, Remgro has 51%, NewGX 32.5%, and then the remaining shareholders have the rest.
All right. NewGX is Kudupicha's company, right?
Yes. Kudupicha is a partnership that they have.
Okay. Now, you're doing the Vumatel deal in two phases. You're buying a minority stake, I think around 35% to start with, but there's an agreement that 100% of the shareholding is going to be sold. Please give me, or please explain the thinking behind that. Why do it in two tranches?
Yeah, so we have been on and off talking to Vumatel. There were many others also talking to Vumatel, and not so long ago, the opportunity came to us again, and we didn't have all our ducks in a row. We can only buy 34.9%. We only have funding arranged for 34.9%.
Right.
That's the main reason why we're only buying 34.9%. So we have an agreement with them. They've given us a few months to see if we can arrange the funding for the rest, because we would like to eventually control Vumatel in the CIVH group. And then also together with that, we need regulatory approval once we get control of Vumatel. That's why it's done in two phases. But we're going to immediately lodge for Competition Commission approval to eventually control Vumatel.
Okay, all right.
And then we need to get the money to pay for it.
Okay, are you confident you're going to be able to do that, find that money? Is it going to be a capital raising of some sort?
Yes, so we just didn't have, because they also, Vumatel also have their own plans, we had this opportunity, but we had to move quickly. So we committed, we bought the 34.9, but we also said we are definitely interested in the rest, and if we can, we will do the rest as soon as possible.
Okay, so there's an exclusive arrangement now, is there, between the parties to buy the rest of the business?
Yes, for a couple of months we have that arrangement.
That arrangement. Are there other potential buyers circling?
Just what I've been reading on Tech Central or in the media, there've been other searching of, I can't comment on their behalf.
Sure.
But yes, I'm sure there are in other interested parties.
Sure, sure. Of course, there is the speculation which we ran on Tech Central about Vodacom potentially interested, but I won't ask you about that, Peter. Who are the shareholders in Vumatel today that you're buying from? And given that you've expressed an interest in buying 100% of the business, I'm just kind of interested that you're not keeping management's skin in the game, at least a little bit. Will the management be staying on? Sorry, Peter?
They definitely have skin in the game. So Neil, for example, is a large shareholder in Vumatel. Mm-hmm. There's also a company, IEP, that's got a large stake. And so does some of the other management. But so management is definitely still in the business, definitely for now, while we have the 34.9%.
Okay.
To get 100%, it's not going to be overnight.
Sure.
So there are still shareholders and committed to the business, Neil included.
Right, okay. And Neil Schumann and Johan Pretorius, who have both obviously been instrumental in building out this business, will they be staying on for the foreseeable future?
Yes, no, they are committed to the business. We've also known them for a long time as CIVH. At one stage, we bought another business from them, that became our fiber to the business, FTTB business inside BFA.
Is that Conduct Telecommunications?
Conduct, a couple of years ago. Yeah,
I remember that. And that was Jan.
They were also involved in that.
And that was Johan Pretorius's business, right?
So Neil and Johan were both involved in the business.
Okay.
And we were very pleased with what we bought from them, and that's why we comfortable to do another transaction with them.
Right. Okay. I recall that Richard Kame, who co-founded Dimension Data, is also a shareholder in some of these entities. How does he fit into the picture?
So he's one of the shareholders that I mentioned as a CIVH shareholder. So the last one I mentioned, the one we call CCI, or Consolidated Capital Investments, he is a shareholder in there. And he's also a shareholder in Vumatel.
Yes.
But on that side, I can't speak on his behalf.
No,
but I do know him as a long-term shareholder in CIVH.
All right. Okay. Now, Peter, you're not disclosing the value of the deal, but are you able to give us a ballpark, say, hundreds of millions of rand or billions of rand valuation on the entire entity of Vumatel?
Yeah, no, we decided not to disclose it, at least not now.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is we also have a business inside DFA that does fiber to the home, SADD. They focus mostly on gated communities, so we know what is involved in building a fiber network. Vumatel has today 7,000 to 8,000 kilometers of fiber already. DFA has between 10,000 and 11,000 kilometers. So we have a good feel for what it takes as far as capital resources go to build a fiber network like this. So we've done our numbers, and they're passing hundreds of thousands of homes already.
Yes.
It's a big market that's available to the ISPs to go and sell into. So we feel that we are paying fair value for the business.
All right.
This is still the early days of fiber to the home in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Every home in traditional areas in Alexandra, all of these places can still get fiber to the home.
I was going to ask whether this deal will have any impact on Vumatel's plans to go into places like Alexandra. I know Neil Schumann is very bullish about the prospects of delivering fiber infrastructure into the townships in South Africa. Is that going to continue under the new shareholding?
Yes, I can't speak. We only have the 34.9% shareholding outside. We're not controlling or telling them where to do and what to do.
Okay.
But what they definitely shared with us is that part of their strategic roadmap is to do the Alexandra. They're doing a pilot there. It seems that's successful and they have all the approvals. They have big plans to take it to all areas similar to Alexandra.
Yeah, okay.
And we will be supportive of that. We believe that everybody in the country should have access to the internet.
So assuming that the full deal happens, you raise the funding and you own 100% of Vumatel, how will DFA and Vumatel work together after that? What are the synergies and how is it going to work exactly?
So while we have 34.9, we can't work together at all. It's just a financial investment.
Okay.
But when we do get control of Vumatel and the Competition Commission approve that, there will definitely be synergies, firstly through group services that we can offer to both of these investments that we have, then Vumatel and DFA. Also just planning together, sharing resources to do this. It will be beneficial to the end customer in the end. So we feel that putting these two together, they are experienced player in their respective fields, and if you combine the two, the end customer will definitely win.
Mm-hmm. I know it's early days, Peter, but do you see these businesses retaining their separate branding, or will they merge in some way? Will they move into the same offices at some point down the line?
The Vumatel brand is strong out there. It's a good brand. They've done really well. So there's no plan to change the brand. DFA has also built up a very strong brand. In the long term, we will have to see how do we work with SADV. We're not the only shareholder in SADV either, but we do control SADV. And Vumatel, they're just a well-run business and they can stand alone. But if we do one day when we have control, we believe we can make it even better.
Yeah.
By working together.
I remember before Vumatel started that many of the big operators in South Africa said that fiber to the home just doesn't make sense in the South African context. We live far apart. Our cities are very spread out. It'll never really happen. And that was the messaging from the big mobile operators. It was the messaging from Telkom and others. And then this scrappy little startup, Vumatel, came along and appears to have proven them all wrong. What do you think? Do you think that Vumatel really changed the view in South Africa of whether fiber to the home can be a profitable venture?
They are entrepreneurs and they've done really well. They have proven many of the other operators wrong. They've shown that it can be done. And the business model works. We've also done the numbers. We believe there's still a huge growth left. If you just compare South Africa, the penetration levels, it is so low. And if you start thinking about speed penetration, it is even lower compared to the rest of Africa and Europe and the rest of the world. So we have such a lot to catch up with the rest of the world. There's a huge potential market remaining.
How big do you think that market is potentially?
So there are the two segments. There's the fiber to the business, then there's the fiber to the home. They both still on a steep growing curve. If you look at fiber to the home, it's only been a couple of years now, and that market can easily double, three times as big as it is today. Then there's 5G coming one day. That will require a lot of fiber. So there's still a lot of growth left in fiber in general for the different segments in the country. We believe DFA is well positioned to provide many of those services and products. Mm.
It's interesting what you say about 5G. I've heard many people saying that companies like Vumatel and OpenServe and others are actually in a fantastic position because there are going to be so many of these micro base stations or cell sites that have to be created for 5G infrastructure, that it's the guys who are running the fiber through the residential suburbs, through the city streets, that are actually going to be sitting in the pound seats at the end of the day, because it's their infrastructure that's going to carry all of that 5G traffic.
Yes, you need fiber because the speed that they talk about on 5G is just so high, there's no other means of providing transmission to support those base stations. And just the density, 5G versus 4G, I would say 10 times more base stations than 3G. So there's a big rollout that still has to come.
Yeah.
But the mobile operators do need some spectrum. With the current spectrum, they are constrained.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Do you expect the deal to face any significant regulatory hurdles, or will, do you think it'll be pretty straightforward?
So once we have control, or to get control, we will have to go through Competition Commission approval. We believe that the two businesses are not overlapping, and we also see the model that they're using to go to market, the open access wholesale model, is complementary. They're both open access, so any ISP can buy from them. So in the long term, we believe that this is good for the end customer, be you being a business customer or a home customer. So we still have to go through the process, but we have good arguments why this is good for everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be easier than if it was one of the big telco operators attempting to buy Vumatel, which I'm sure would have attracted a great deal more scrutiny. Peter, before I let you go, should Vumatel consumers, guys who subscribe to Vumatel's Fibre to the Home offerings, expect anything different post-acquisition?
Definitely. While we are just a financial investor, we cannot change anything or change much that they're doing. But when we have control, we would like to continue to invest with them. It takes a lot of money to build these fiber networks. So we want to bring the fiber to the home to even more homes out there in South Africa. As far as the network management and running of the network, there can definitely be synergies on that front. DFA has a large network management center that's been at this for many years. So hopefully DFA can also play a role in improving the quality. I'm not saying Vumatel quality is bad. I'm not a customer, so I don't know. I'm a SADV customer at the moment. But there are those benefits. The experience that's been built up in DFA over many years can be shared. So hopefully we can assist them to provide even better services.
Great. Peter Ace is non-executive chairman of Community Investment Ventures Holdings. It was great to catch up with you, Peter, although it was brief. And thanks for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you, Duncan. Always a pleasure speaking to you.